In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver 5 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, valid 3/16 to 3/19. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store at JCP.com for couponing details.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self? And Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff. So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck. Bring back a previously undiscovered type of mud mask. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD 3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. All charges have been dropped in Pittsburgh against free agent cornerback Darrell Revis. The former Jet was apparently involved in a fight with at least 5 other people last month, but two men who were punched and knocked out were hit by one of Revis's childhood friends. Linebacker Dante Hightower will re-sign with the Patriots. It'll be a 4-year deal worth $43.5 million, $19 million guaranteed. As a free agent, Hightower did meet with the Jets and the Steelers. Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge is now cleared to resume all basketball activities. He'll be able to play tonight against the Trailblazers. Last week, Aldridge had a minor heart arrhythmia and went through a battery of tests. That Spurs-Trailblazers game is here on ESPN Radio with our coverage starting at 7 Eastern. In Dayton, Ohio tonight, the last 2 games of the first 4. It'll be North Carolina Central against UC Davis and then Providence against USC. NASCAR will not issue any penalties after Sunday's post-race altercation between Kyle Busch and Joey Logano at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
It's time for the JCPenney Men's Wardrobe Sale, now through March 22nd. Take 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. Plus, starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Hi, Patrick Eads, inviting you to be a part of our biggest month yet at Deary Ford.
With up to $10,000 off new Fords and 0% financing for 72 months. Or choose from 100 used vehicles tagged with special discounted prices. Late model, low mileage used cars starting at $119 a month. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have lower monthly payments than you have now.
Stop by today. Sale ends soon. Deary Ford, Iowa City, or online at DearyFord.com.
Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Seahawks signed former Packer running back Eddie Lacy on Tuesday. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported the 1-year deal is worth $5.5 million, including $3 million guaranteed. Running backs Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, and Latavius Murray remain on the free agent market. Rappaport noted that Charles is still visiting with the Seahawks on Wednesday, despite the Lacy signing. Patriots restricted free agent cornerback Malcolm Butler will visit the Saints on Thursday. The Pats placed a first-round tender on Butler, which would pay $3.91 million in 2017. New England can match any offer sheet given to Butler. If the Saints sign Butler to a long-term contract that New England does not match, they would be forced to give up their first-round 11th overall draft pick. Tune in to Path to the Draft, the nightly show that takes an in-depth look at all of this year's top draft prospects. Path to the Draft weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Right now is a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has many options that may be right for your unique financial situation. We can even show you how to get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. That's only $2,000 down on a $200,000 mortgage. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.
You should be driving a Kia. You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia. From McGrath Kia.
You can be driving a McGrath Kia. Not one, but two. Two new 2017 Sorentos for $299 a month. And with McGrath Kia credit amnesty, less than perfect credit is no problem. All you need is a pay stub, utility bill, and driver's license. McGrath Kia has lenders standing by to help you drive two, not one, but two new Kia Sorentos, $299 a month. Double the fun with your tax refund. See green, save green. Now drive two, not one, but two new Sorentos, only $299 a month. Your credit is no problem.
Credit amnesty cleans the slate.
McGrath Kia Sorentos, not one, two for $299 in beautiful Hiawatha.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
236 months, 10,000 miles per year leases, $3,500 per car plus tax, title and license due at signing. No security deposit, balance on trade carried over to new loan subject to lender approval. Offers not in combination, expires 4/3/17.
His most trusted designated driver is the one he uses on the links.
He's laughing. He's having a good time. Good for you. Yeah, laugh it up. Enjoy your night.
Todd Brommel Camp and the APC on KGYN.
And as we creep over into our final 25 minutes of local programming this week, the Afternoon Players Club continuing from Studio Way, a very sunny southwest side of Cedar Rapids, all three frequencies. For the next 26 minutes, Elks Kuhn right now giving us a thumbs up, letting us know we are connected with Westwood One and Dayton for the final two first four matchups. First, you're going to get North Carolina Central. They, a three-point favorite over UC Davis. Who do they get? Well, the winner of that matchup, I hope you enjoy it, because you get number one, Kansas. And then the late-night contest, USC, Providence. Those two will go toe-to-toe with the winner of that matchup. They are going to be getting Southern Methodist. As of right now, the line in Vegas have the Trojans as a two-point favorites over the Friars. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp at APC on KGYM, as well as Facebook.com/APC on KGYM. And there's still a lot of texts and calls coming in. How do you get signed up to win $500? I'm on Communications, teaming up with us again this year for the 2017 Bracket Challenge. All the details at our website, Todd Brommelkamp, KGYMradio.com.
Same place you can go to vote in our poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. How long will Iowa's NIT run be? One game, two games, they'll reach the semifinals at Madison Square Garden, or the Hawks will play for the title. Emil's Hideaway, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot, and probably a great place to watch the NCAA tournament action unfold over the next couple days. So we've been discussing this now. Now, is that a generic dog?
Did you remix it?
Is that a generic dog, or that's Murphy? That is Murphy.
Alex Kuhn, did you remix? I didn't know that you were so talented on the ones and the twos, sir.
Murphy the dog has been doing this since before you were on the air here at KGYM. Now, how old is Murphy?
Murphy's old.
Okay. I thought he was a puppy when you moved to Iowa.
He did. So I said 6 years. I misspoke.
Okay. Well, in dog years, that's
42.
Yeah, it's 7 years difference that you just added to him.
Yeah.
Murphy picked a bracket virtually every year that he's been alive on this planet. And he did something. Now, you did the picks last night or earlier in the week?
No, we did them last night. That we always do them.
Last night, and he did something last night that he's never done in five previous years. There we go. That's more like it. Of filling out a bracket. And without any further ado, he's your dog.
Let me explain
I'll let you do the deal.
Look, my dog, when it's time to eat, let him alone. He just wants to eat. He kind of, I can tell, dreads now around this time. Piece for piece, kibble for kibble. So this is what we do. We lay out each matchup, a printed piece of paper with each NCAA tournament game, excluding the first four. One piece of kibble per sheet. Obviously, my dog's going to eat both of them. It's dinner time. First piece of kibble he eats, that's the team he has advancing in the NCAA tournament. We continue this all the way through the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and, of course, the national champion.
Snoop's coming to Cedar Rapids, by the way. Did you see that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Snoop's coming. Snoop-a-loop. All right.
Now, every year people say, well, clearly the dog just goes left. Clearly the dog goes right. Oh, no, no. We mix up the sheets. If we think Murphy's going two left, we'll mix some things up. We'll see if he'll go right. Are you ready to hear the announcement of Murphy the Dog's NCAA tournament picks for 2017?
Every year I have the same question for you. Did he take a dog? Did he take a cat to win the whole thing? We're about to find out. But I know for a fact one thing about this bracket, and that is that he has done something that he's never done before.
My dog, for the first time ever, took all four number one seeds past the first round.
Amazing.
Every year he has a 16-1 upset. Last night he had Gonzaga, UNC, and Nova. When I turned and I looked at my buddy and I said, I want you to put Kansas on the right side of the floor because we've had the number one seeds on the left side all night. He proceeds to put Kansas and the winner of tonight's UNC Central California Davis game on the left side, Murphy, straight down the middle, hooks a ride at Albuquerque and grabs Kansas as the one seed. So let's talk about a few things that appeared in Murphy's bracket. I'll tear through them quickly. He has all four number one seeds advancing to round number two. Some games of note, Big Ten, popular picks. He has Wisconsin advancing past Virginia Tech. The first big eye opener. I was just bragging about how I have Notre Dame to the Final Four in Tyler Ryder's personal bracket. Murphy says, we're going to have none of that. Last night, Murphy had his 12-5 upset. He has Princeton from the Ivy League upsetting Notre Dame as the 12-5 matchup. Other games in the first round. The Catamounts of Vermont. Murphy has the 13-seed Vermont upsetting the 4-seed Purdue.
Catamounts. Okay.
You're saying to yourself, okay.
Murphy doesn't discriminate.
Where's the deep dig, Tyler? When did Murphy really start putting his bracket towards the shredder? Rommel can't be ready for this. Remind me, one of the teams you had in the Final Four, was it a 2-seed?
I believe so. Yeah, I had Louisville, right?
Murphy has Jacksonville State pulling the upset in the first round over Louisville.
Well, so he has, just to be clear, did he take Minnesota to win its opening round?
Last night, Murphy took Minnesota over Middle
Tennessee
State.
So Murphy has Richard Pitino going further in the tourney than Rick Pitino.
He does.
Yeah. Okay.
Guess who he has meeting in the second round? The 4-seed of Butler Bulldogs. You would think Murphy would be tight with old Handsome Dan, the name of the mascot from Butler University. Actually, no, Handsome
Dan's
Yale. Yale, I misspoke. Yep. I beg your pardon.
Butler Blue.
He has 13-seeded Winthrop meeting the 5th-seeded Minnesota in the second round. By the way, if you want to know how far my dog has the 13-seeded Winthrop team going, he has them going all the way to the Elite Eight.
They're the Eagles, right?
Winthrop, the 13-seed, all the way to the Elite Eight.
Dogs like birds. They're interesting. They fly around.
Believe it or not, Murphy's bracket did not get too nuts this year. I'll start
now,
with
I'm going to throw the BS flag
okay,
here because is there video of this?
There's video of us explaining the rules last night that I threw on my Facebook page.
Okay.
But due to editing and, you know.
Okay. Because I have a feeling that Daddy's fingerprints may be on this. You want Murphy to be taken seriously.
I do.
And I'm thinking that Daddy's thumbprints are all over this. Now,
in years past, his bracket has been so ridiculous, it's not even worth submitting into different fields to see how bad other people will compete with them. But this is, every year it's on the up and up. I can't control my dog taking South Dakota State.
Well, that much is evident. You let your dog poop all over the property. We've talked about that on the program before. Your neighbors are not fans. Michael in Cedar Rapids on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line said, "This is a sign. Since Murphy didn't take an upset, this will be the year a 16 beats a 1.
You might be onto something, Mike. I'll start with the Elite Eight. This is who my dog has advancing to the Elite Eight. Listen up if you want pointers from a golden retriever, purebred, if you want to know. In the East, he has 5-seeded Virginia after an upset over Nova, meeting 2-seeded Duke. In the Midwest final, Murphy has 9-seeded Michigan State, meeting 3-seeded Oregon. In the South, Murphy has 13-seeded Winthrop, meeting 10-seeded Wichita State.
Murphy loving him some Shockers.
And in the West, Murphy has 1-seeded Gonzaga, meeting 11-seeded Xavier. His final four from the East, he has the 2-seeded Duke Blue Devils. In the Midwest, Murphy has the 9-seeded Michigan State Spartans.
Murphy buying into that Tom Izzo March magic.
In the South, Murphy has the 10-seeded Wichita State Shockers. And in the West, Murphy has the 11-seeded Xavier Musketeers. His final four, Duke versus Xavier, Michigan State versus Wichita State, where Duke meets the Shockers for the national championship. And Todd Brommelkamp, when it was all said and done, we added 5 pieces of kibble to one sheet, and we added 5 pieces of kibble to the second sheet. And when it was all said and done, and he was a full-bellied dog, ready to lay down in front of the heated vent.
Who's we? Do you have an intern working for you?
Do you really want me to mention his name?
Are you and Coon colluding on this?
I had a buddy who visited last night who had to hold him each time I had to replace the sheets.
Okay.
Put him in the entry gate.
I just thought maybe, like Kramer on Seinfeld, you had an intern.
Ladies and gentlemen, based on Murphy the Dog's 2017 picks, he has taken Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils as your 2017 national champion. 1 year removed from having South Dakota State University win your national championship, and 2 years removed from having the Wisconsin Badgers win the national championship. So if you're keeping track at home, what's Murphy's track record? 2 years ago, it was Wisconsin. Last year, it was South Dakota State. Get that TJ Otzelberger push. And this year, Murphy likes the Duke Blue Devils to win it all.
Snoop coming to Cedar Rapids on April 25th. He'll be performing at the U.S. Cellular
Center. Coon, I'm digging this beat, man. This is George Clinton, right? I could have swore I saw the advertisement on the U.S. Cellular Center board last night. I see what you did there. What do you think about Murphy's picks? Is there anything you want to know about a little bit of the deep
I think here? Murphy may have a better bracket than I do. How far, remind me again how far he had UCLA going?
He has UCLA getting bounced in the Sweet 16 by Wichita State.
Okay.
He's showing the clones some love. He's got them in the Sweet 16 getting bounced by Michigan State. Murphy gets a little nuts with Xavier in the Final Four, Wichita State in the Final Four. His big team this year, the one where you're like, what the hell's your dog doing? What are you feeding him? Again, Winthrop in the South to the Elite Eight.
We do this every year. Murphy does this every year. He's never picked all one seed.
Never.
Before.
Never.
Cubs win the World Series. Northwestern gets into the NCAA tournament, and now Murphy goes chalk.
Good
in
call.
Round one.
He's got Northwestern advancing past Vandy in that game.
Not a huge upset there. How about the Maryland to Xavier? He had Xavier, right?
He's got Xavier in the Final Four.
trying to think
of... You have St. Mary's big. He's got St. Mary's beating Zona.
And you said he had Minnesota over...
MTSU.
MTSU. How about our pal Steve Forbes in East Tennessee State?
See, this is where Daddy got kind of upset.
He went with Florida.
I kind of wanted him to do that again, but he wasn't buying that.
Did he do the gator chomp?
He was doing a lot of chomping last night. And this morning when we went outside for a bathroom break,
the money is coming in on East Tennessee State in that ball game. I'm just tell you that much right now. And that is what I use when I fill out my bracket. I like to take what was the opening line in Las Vegas and where has it moved to? Where are people putting their money? And they're putting it on East Tennessee State. Steve Forbes joined the program on Monday. You can download the podcast, KGYMRadio.com.
Based on Murphy's picks, Todd, Winthrop's path to the Elite Eight before falling to Wichita State. He has Winthrop beating 4-seeded Butler, 5-seeded Minnesota, and the number 1-seed North Carolina.
We have now just under 400 people, I believe, in the tournament challenge. KGYMRadio.com details available for you. This is absolutely free. All you need to do, go to our website, KGYMRadio.com, click on the Bracket Challenge flipper, and then follow the instructions. There's a hyperlink. It takes you to the ESPN Tournament Challenge group that we have set up. If you are prompted for the group password, it is MADNESS, all lowercase letters. You may, if you are not already an ESPN user, you may have to create a free account. That's on ESPN, not on us. And you know what? For $500, I think it's a small ask on our part that you have to create an ESPN account. Because guess what? This is a lot easier than having Alex Kuhn sift through 500-600 paper brackets. Now, let me ask you this. I have a little bit of a situation here because I am the commissioner of all things brackets and pools and everything here in the office. I don't know, it just fell on me back in the day 5 years ago. In this day and age, am I expected to provide a paper bracket to someone when we run the pool online now? Do you know, you understand what I'm asking here, right? Do I need to go out of my way to provide a paper bracket to somebody who doesn't want to fill one out online, or do I just say, you know what?
No.
Keep the $5.
No.
Keep the $5, and of course, the $5 being an administrative fee. Just keep the $5. This isn't worth my time. Or do I print out a bracket, put it in the box, and go, here you go, old school. Sharpen up that number 2 pencil. I'll fill it in for you on the computer later. What's the etiquette? 319-366.
I don't care if they fill it out
1600.
With quill and ink or blood and a knife. As long as their picks are readable and they get them to you before tip-off of the first game and everybody can... That's why doing it via the computer is so easy, because you kind of eliminate all the chatter on the message boards or between emails of, well, I'm not sure that Kuhn had his. Are we sure Kuhn had that 16 upsetting a 1? Are we sure? Because I couldn't click on his bracket at 11:01 after tip-off.
This is spillover from you taking criticism last year for people that thought that you had edited your bracket after only the first week of games.
Kidding me? I take criticism every day on this program.
Iowa?
The big board's not a verb. Ugh.
What are you talking about?
Stretching it.
I've never heard that one before. Someone criticized... Okay. Well, came up on the air. I didn't know. Iowa, by the way, opened as a 13.5-point favorite over South Dakota tonight. That is down to 11. In Las Vegas, some people like South Dakota and the points. The total, by the way, 164.5. So Vegas expecting points to be put on the board at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight.
521. Do we have enough time to at least get a big board in? Let's head in that direction.
There's always time for a big board.
107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, South Gym, Iowa City, including 1600 AM, the historic main gym. so much to get to in so little time. We say goodbye next before sending you to Dayton.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some stats.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
To him, the no diving signs are a suggestion, not a rule. Todd Brommel Camp and the APC on KGYN.
524. Gone so soon, you ask? An abbreviated APC again on your Wednesday before we go to the second half of the first four games. Todd Brommel Camp with the walk-off for final Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
You know, the Iowa Hawkeyes have played in the NIT tournament 8 times in the past. They have never been a number one seed before. They are tonight as they host the South Dakota Coyotes at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock. The game is being broadcast on ESPN2. It was originally supposed to tip off at 6 o'clock, but moving the Syracuse-UNC Greensboro game to today because of winter storm, what was it, Stella?
Stella.
They pushed the Iowa game back to 8 o'clock.
Not enough in the fridge.
South Dakota, 22-11 on the year, 12-4. They won the Summit League regular season title. Iowa and the Coyotes both played Omaha and Nebraska this year. South Dakota split with Omaha. I think you guys know how the Hawkeyes did. And then Iowa split with the Huskers, right? And then South Dakota lost to Nebraska. South Dakota has Trey Dickerson on its roster, the former Hawkeye named to the Summit League all-newcomer team. He averaged 2.7 points and 1.2 assists. Iowa State is in Milwaukee for another postseason basketball tournament. That one's called the NCAA tournament. Not sure about it. 8:57 start time tomorrow at the Bradley Center for the Cyclones and the Wolfpack of Nevada. We'll have that for you beginning at 8 o'clock, the pregame on 1600 AM with John Walters on the call.
All right, we've got exactly 100 seconds to go before we have to send it to Westwood One.
Where do you want to go? Bracket challenge,
Stevie
where
Boy?
People can hang out with us tomorrow.
Stevie Boy, real quick, are you going to stay with Alford in the UCLA?
No, I'm going to dump them somewhere along the way. I just need to figure out what ditch I would like to throw them into. Elite Eight, Sweet 16, somewhere.
Thursday.
I need to revise my bracket. Tomorrow, we are off the air. We get to let you enjoy the Westwood One presentation. We've got the tournament games all day long. Come hang out with us at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. We're going to be there just hanging out, drinking some beer, eating some chicken salad, whatever it is that you order on the menu all the time, 1 to 4. And then on Friday for St. Patrick's Day, after the parade, before the parade, during the parade, come join us. We're at La Cantina, their new location on Edgewood at the Fountains. And again, we'll be there on Friday from 1 to 4 just hanging out, eating some tacos, eating some guap, and then...
We're eating cash, guap. You brought up Snoop Dogg, and now your Lego just went out
the
door.
I did. I'm 97% just...
No, I like what you're doing. Guap means more cash. Hype. $500 cash. Give it to him. 20 seconds. Roll.
Visit KGYMradio.com. The March Madness KGYM Bracket Challenge. $500 on the line, courtesy of Imon Communications. We still have time till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Follow the instructions. We give you the password. We give you the hyperlink. Everything that you need to win $500, and it's free.
See you tomorrow, coaches.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more. That's